Dedicated to the survival of American democracy in an increasingly dangerous world, this is Secure Freedom Radio with Frank Gaffney, acted as Assistant Secretary of Defense for International Security Policy under President Ronald Reagan, founder and president of the Center for Security Policy in Washington, D.C., the go-to man for defense and foreign policy issues, joined by the greatest minds in the security policy business, the special forces in the war of ideas at Secure Freedom Radio with Frank Gaffney.
Welcome to Secure Freedom Radio. This is Frank Gaffney, your host and guide for what I think of as an intelligence briefing on the war for the free world. One of the facets of that war that is of particular concern is the growing threat to this country, posed not just by North Korea or Iran, but by the Russians and Chinese and perhaps others, in the form of ballistic missile-delivered attacks. A man who has devoted much of his professional life to protecting Americans against such threats is our first guest. He is Ambassador Henry Cooper, a man I've had the privilege of working with in many capacities over the years, notably during his long and distinguished service in the United States government. He was in the Air Force in uniform and in the civilian side. He was a chief negotiator for President Reagan at the defense and space talks. He was the director for President George H.W. Bush of the Strategic Defense Initiative Organization. These days, he is chairman of the board of a wonderful organization founded by Lieutenant General Danny Graham many years ago, High Frontier. Hank Cooper, thank you so much for joining us. Welcome back.
Thank you very much.
Let me ask you about a very, very, I think, important piece that you wrote yesterday with one of your colleagues at Newsmax. It was about both your own experience with and the current, indeed increasing, need for space-based missile defenses. Talk a little bit about why that's so important and what we could do to actualize such a capability.
Well, I believe space is the answer to a lot of our problems, space-based defenses, because you can protect against missiles launched from anywhere to anywhere else. And during my watch on the SDI program and that of my two predecessor directors, we developed a system called Brilliant Pebbles, which was the most cost-effective means of defending the nation. And you can intercept missiles beginning in their boost phase when they're being launched and the rockets are still burning and they're moving slowly from their launch pads. That and no other defense except stylized developments, particular ones for the boost phase intercept, can accomplish that goal. And the article you mentioned, my colleague Dale Teets and I talked about one that was also invented during the SDI program on my watch called Raptor Talon, which was a UAV that could launch interceptors while flying near the coast of North Korea, for example, and shoot down their missiles going up.
Hank Cooper, you focused in that article on North Korea, but of course there are now considerably more serious problems arising from hypersonic and maneuvering missile systems in the hands of the Russians and the Chinese and inevitably in others as well. Presumably this Brilliant Pebbles or Son of Brilliant Pebbles, if you will, or Raptor Talons 2.0 would be needed for those threats as well, if not actually more so. Is that right?
Yes, that's absolutely true. And I was working with Lowell Wood 30 years ago on inventing a follow-on to the Brilliant Pebbles concept at that stage that would be effective against such maneuvering capabilities. And there are other things that could be done and other proposals that are around that could be pursued. I don't know whether they are being pursued these days. Your colleague and mine, Mace Lyons, and I both have pressed on the system, and by that I mean the Missile Defense Agency, to take a hard look at that technology and initiate programs. And the last I checked, they still were not doing it.
It seems as though there is an individual in the Missile Defense Agency by the name of Keith Englander who has made it his life's work to block this for reasons that escape me. But I know Congressman Trent Franks has written the president about this problem, and I hope that it will be getting corrective action from the administration promptly. There is a growing concern, as you know, that the North Koreans may have already, or shortly at the very least, the capacity to attack this country, perhaps with a single nuclear weapon, and maybe one that's borne by their satellites, not their ballistic missiles, to inflict upon this country a devastating electromagnetic pulse attack. Would you talk a little bit about how serious a danger you think that is, and how important it is for us to protect our grid against it?
Frank, I absolutely agree, and I've been trying to wake people up to this issue for several years. I'm gratified in the sense that the press is beginning to pay attention to it because of the recent North Korean development of ballistic missiles, including ICBMs that could reach the American territory. But frankly, the North Koreans have tested for several years satellite launch capabilities and have orbited two satellites. I forget the exact dates, but the most recent one has been up for several years, which overflies the United States from going from the south to the north, comes at us at a different direction than we have designed our missile defenses to protect against. And unless something has happened recently, we're pretty vulnerable to that as a means of delivering a nuclear weapon. So we're vulnerable to this today, I believe, from satellites, and the new ICBMs that are being tested can also clearly reach the United States and set off a weapon above the atmosphere. Their people are arguing we still have time because they have developed a reentry vehicle. But you don't need a reentry vehicle if you're going to set the weapon off in space above the atmosphere.
Exactly right. Hank Cooper, you are one of the most highly qualified engineers and technology experts I know. And I know you are applying that expertise to trying to help people responsible for parts of our electric grid to take steps to protect it. Is there anything you can share with our audience about both how practical those steps are and how it's coming?
I think it's quite practical. The problem is not technology. Those of us who with a background in the Defense Department know that we've recognized this threat for half century and developed the means of hardening our communication systems. When I was running the SDI program, I made sure that we were hardening our missile defenses as well. I don't know that that's been followed up on as it should be. You're right, Frank. We absolutely know how to deal with this problem. I've been associated with our defense programs over the years, and DOD has designed hardening methodologies that we've applied to protect our key communications capabilities, especially those that are associated with our strategic forces, our bombers and ballistic missiles, whether they be land or sea-based. And so we know how to do this. The problem is bureaucratic and political. The politics, even within the Department of Defense, actually is a great inhibitor to dealing with this problem. And when you get out into the open sector, I think there's resistance in the commercial sector from the government getting into the too much regulations. Overall, I agree with that concern. But in this case, we need better regulations to assure that our electric power grid adopts these methodologies that we have developed over the last century in the Department of Defense. Regrettably, the Department of Defense is not really engaging as it should. They don't consider hardening the electric grid to be part of their business. They consider themselves to be in a supporting role to the Department of Homeland Security. And DHS has been historically dysfunctional in dealing with this issue. And the Department of Energy is off funding research to reinvent the wheel, in a sense, and not use what knowledge we know we have accumulated in DOD for a half century. And the whole system is Washington is badly broken. So I'm spending most of my time trying to figure out how to work the problem from the bottom up. Locally, testified before the Energy Committee just a couple of months ago, along with Newt Gingrich on this. And I believe I'm receiving some traction, at least in Congress, on the issue. And I'm hoping that the Trump administration will pick up on us in the near future.
Amen. From your lips to God's ears. Literally. Hank Cooper, thank you so much for all that you do at High Frontier and in your various other private incarnations. to bring to bear your expertise and understanding of the challenges of our time. It's so appreciated, and it may save millions of people's lives if you are successful, and we pray you will be. Thank you, my friend, for joining us today, and come back to us again very soon. Frank Calzone, a Cuban-American freedom fighter, joins us next to talk about Russian attacks on American diplomats. That and more straight ahead.
Visit us at facebook.com/securefreedom with Frank Gaffney.